Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of What's On Your Mind. Scotty's a little under the weather today. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn is hanging out. We're just gonna throw it against the wall today, see if it sticks. And there's plenty to throw against the wall today, my brother.
Might think of one or two things. You never know.
Oh my gosh, I don't know where to start. So yeah, but yeah, Scott, we feeling okay last night, but this morning not so good. So that's why we're just gonna kind of count on you. 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can text us 701-237-1590, or if you'd like to leave a message, 855-217-76 extension 1. So yeah, we got Tuesday. Monday's out of the way, so I guess that's good news. And weird news, bad news, I don't know if it is, but a week from this coming Monday then is Labor Day already. Labor Day already. Where'd the summer go?
I know, right?
It's like, oh man. Ugh. It's every year too. It's like
it's just a month or two away from snow on the pumpkin on the porch.
Takes forever to get here, and then when it gets here, it's gone in a flash. What do you do? Yeah, lots we could, you know, whatever you want to talk about. Some of the things that have struck Todd and I, this one comical thing that's striking me is the DOD saying to Muriel Bowser in Washington, D.C., no, you can't have the National Guard to deal with the influx of illegal immigrants that Texas is sending you.
Well, it's funny how they object to the political sending of refugees, which D.C. has played a role in ending up in America. So who started the political hot potato on that one?
Well, Muriel Bowser certainly didn't. She's the mayor of the city. She's got to deal with this. Well, then wander on down to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Muriel, and have a little chat with the people who are leaving the pool.
Because otherwise Texas has to deal with them, and they don't have the infrastructure to let in a free fall flood of people into Texas.
Well, they already have.
What state does?
They already have. That's Craig Abbott's point.
But for two years. Right, but they don't have the infrastructure to keep that going, so the people are simply going to have to go someplace, and Fargo, North Dakota could be next. You never know.
You don't know, and they got plain, you know, they're bringing them all over, and their actions and their motivation seems to be clear, is that they want to repopulate certain districts. That's why they're putting them, you know, here and there and wherever it strategically works on the election map.
You're really talking about people coming over from Mexico and you're wearing a Cabo Wabo Cantina shirt?
Hey. Yeah.
What about
here? Hey, I travel legally.
We all go down there on vacation and they all come up here to live. I mean, what's going on?
Funny thing, my wife went to Cabo and all I got was a stinking T-shirt. So there you go. I didn't even get to go. I've never been.
It's beautiful.
But I did get a nice T-shirt out of the deal. So you know, we can talk about that. We can talk about the 20 election so-called workers that got arrested in Florida on election fraud that DeSantis announced, I believe, yesterday. It's going on. And, again, this election thing has got to be taken care of state by state. I know we want, you know, and you want your federal representatives to, and a lot of them are angry. A lot of them know that wasn't on the up and up in 2020, no question about it. But every state's got to fix this. Some states are moving faster than others. If you've watched any of the stuff on frankspeech.com that Lindell had last weekend, I just want to say, too, I don't know Mike Lindell. I don't call him a friend. I don't know him. I met him a couple times. He's a Minnesota guy. He's got a great story, I think. He seems very sincere to me. He doesn't seem like anybody that's out to concoct the world's greatest conspiracy theory about a fraudulent election. Do you, Todd? I mean, he just doesn't strike me as that kind of guy.
Not his fault if the world's strangest thing in our lifetime happens in our laps, and he happens to be the guy to recognize it and go, and if nobody else is going to step up, then I'll step up. So, yeah, he seems like a good guy. He's certainly got a fantastic story. I mean, the ultimate come from the depths of the abyss to thrive in life story. I mean, you gotta love that.
I don't see him spending, you know, $20 million of his own money to concoct some kind of a story. I just don't, you know,
exactly.
if you go on to frankspeech.com, you can read over the last 2 years all of the articles, the evidence, the state-by-state breakdowns. And that's what this thing did, the Moment of Truth thing over the weekend. I have not seen the whole deal. I watched about the first 15 minutes of it. I'm going to watch it in sections just because I don't have the time. I'm going to try and listen to it more than just because when I'm driving, I can kind of hear it and not watch, but I'm interested to see. And then, Scott mentioned the last part of it. A lot of these sheriffs are coming in and saying, well, you know, here's what we know in our states, in our counties. So, and that's where it's going to start. That's where it's going to be fixed. So we can talk about that. We can talk about the Mar-a-Lago circus thing that's going on. They want to put a file master, in charge of the documents, have him go over it, because they want to make sure that a special master, they call it, Jared Kushner, was on with the Fox and Friends this morning talking about how this would work and what it would be.
Unfortunately, we've lost a lot of faith in the fairness of the judicial system. I think transparency will be the friend of the process.
So that's the deal of it. But here's my question. Aren't you supposed to inventory all of that before you leave? I believe you're supposed to have a clipboard and a list, and you write down what you're taking, and then I sign it, you got it, you seal it up, you sign it, I get a copy, you get a copy, you take my stuff, if you have a warrant to do so. That's how it actually works. But these people just took boxes and boxes, and it was like a fishing expedition. I mean, just let's go take everything, and we'll figure it out later.
Absolutely no other person has left the White House with some stuff. I mean, come on. It really smells like we're singling this guy out. It really does.
It's a
horrible optic.
Well, they don't care about optic, but they're trying to make it seem like that optic is the...
They sure care about it when it's them.
Exactly. So 800-228-0550 is the number. What is on your mind? Let's start off. We're looking for your, what's on your mind. Todd and I got plenty, but we need to know what's on your mind. Jim's in West Fargo on the illegal migrant situation. Jim, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, what's on my mind is this. I mean, you got to ask yourself this question, okay? What would you rather have here in the United States? Would you rather have hardworking, motivated, family-oriented, religious people coming up from Mexico who want to live the American dream, that would love to do nothing more than bust their butts every day on a job and have that strong work ethic in our society? Or would you rather have a refugee who got to go to the front of the line, got jumped over everything, had everything given to them and handled for them and rescued from their situation, only to vote against saying the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, in front of a school board meeting? I can tell you what, I know where my vote is.
It's a good point. I just, it scares me to start a society where we're handing people, here's a phone, here's this, here's that, here's the other, welcome to our country, and they start off with an entitlement gift pack.
And then they turn around and vote against saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And I just think that is just, It's so ridiculous.
Yes.
And my thing is this, and I'll tell you what, people can complain about the border all you want. Most of those people that come from south of the border are very much like us. They're very conservatively minded.
Absolutely. Yep.
Very conservatively minded, very family-oriented, very hardworking, honest people. Sure, you've got the bad eggs, just like we have in our society, but you know what?
Sure.
I've got many Hispanic friends, and you know what? They're strong, proud, honorable people. I really love them, but
we have to have some sort of order. You can't just open the floodgates and boom, boom, everybody comes.
I absolutely agree. We need to vet those people. Problem is like, how come we haven't? We've had 30 years to deal with that situation. If they quit using this as a political football, I guarantee you, you could put together a crew of people that could sit down and say, okay, This is how we're going to do it. Get in line. Here's your green card visa. We're going to check out your criminal record, blah, blah, blah. We could have this thing moving so fast and efficiently, it'd be ridiculous. We could have these people up here working like they want to be. But you know what?
Jim,
they don't. Keep using it as a football.
Well, they don't want to solve any problems. You and I are problem solvers. That's what we would do. And that's what I liked about Trump. Trump didn't care about the optics of it or the dialogue of it. Let's solve the problem. Bring me solutions. Let's solve the problem. But, you know, you made a great point about the get a process, get it done. But like Todd said, we can't do any of that until we patch the hole in the pool. I mean, it's like the yard is flooding and we've got a sump pump running, but nobody's taking care of the leak in the pool. It's like it's pointless to get any of this stuff in motion, would you agree, until we get the border under control.
I agree with you to a point on that, but I also wonder if those people knew that there was a fast, or at least moderately fast, efficient process where they could actually go up there and they probably wouldn't need it.
Yep.
We wouldn't need a border. We wouldn't need a wall.
That's the problem with all the immigration laws and, you know, the things we need to fix. Jim, great insight, man. Really. And by the way, 1,000% agree with you on hardworking, faith, wonderful Hispanic people.
Amen.
Yeah,
bring it out.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Knowledge and hard work are the keys to running a successful farm operation. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance, and I would like to personally invite you to join us at our upcoming fall Irie Insurance Farm Meeting on August 24th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. This meeting will focus on how margin protection coverage can help you manage fluctuating input costs and crop prices on your farm. To sign up for our farm meeting in Hillsboro on August 24th, go to irieins.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell in for Scotty today. A little under the weather for this Tuesday, 23rd of August. Hope you're having a great day so far. We are brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell. Talked about Mike in the first segment there, MyPillow.com. He's got a bunch of BOGO stuff going on. I mean, literally almost too much between towels, sheet sets, pillows, mattress toppers. He's got a great deal going on, a number of buy one, get one free deals. He's got some half off on the mattress toppers. Great prices on the towel sets, all at MyPillow.com. And what you do on the homepage, there's a, you'll scroll down a little bit and you'll see radio listener specials. You click on shop now and then do your shopping, be it slippers or whatever, and then you enter your promo code SCOTT, S-C-O-T-T, to get the discounts. That's it. MyPillow.com, tell them we sent you. What's on your mind at 21 past the hour? We've got open phones till quite a bit of open phones this morning. Todd and I just, what's on your mind? This hour, all open phones. After 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking to the Department of Human Services in North Dakota, the Executive Director, Chris Jones. Now, keep in mind, I'm a Minnesota resident. I have my own deal.
That's your problem. You know, you can fix that problem anytime.
I know. We're working on it. We're working on it. And next time I host and I have a little more notice, so I'll get a few guests on from that side.
Stop blaming everybody else for what your self-induced problems are.
No, I'm not blaming. I mean, my point is
jump across the red whenever you're ready. Yeah. We're ready for you in North Dakota.
I'm not going to complain. I'm just saying that I don't have a horse in the race when it comes to this audit in North Dakota. But Chris Jones will be on with us just after 10 to talk about it. And then Gerald Bachmeyer, who's the CEO of Red Trail Energy, is going to be on bottom of next hour. Talk about that CCS project that's going on. And again, being on that side of the Red River, I do keep my head up over the fence, kind of keeping an eye on what's going on, because a lot of Minnesota's energy is dependent on North Dakota.
So like the neighbor there is just up to the eye level.
Yeah, we need things to work in ND. So 800-228-0550. You know, Jim's call before we took the break there about, you know, the majority of, and I truly am with him, I truly do believe that the majority of these folks that are coming here, that are making this dangerous journey, paying cartels, you know, dying in the desert in an effort to get here. First of all, motivation, why? Well, it's the greatest country on the planet. Why wouldn't they want to come here? Everyone wants to come here. But to the point of hardworking family, yes, absolutely. But if I put a bowl of M&Ms out in the room, okay, and there's a bowl of M&Ms, and they're all good. They all look they're peanut M&Ms. Actually, I'm going to go with peanut butter M&Ms, my favorite.
Don't do that to me.
There's a big bowl of peanut M&Ms right here. Three of them are poisoned. You going to eat any of them? A straight-up question. You going to eat any of them?
Can I get the drug dog in to
no. Check them? No. No checking. No checking, no vetting, no nothing else.
I guess not.
So now you can't eat any of the M&Ms. Do you understand my analogy here? Obviously, yes. You're getting it. So, and I would ask anyone that's advocate for the border to be open, no vetting, no nothing. Can I serve you up a bowl of those M&Ms? You good with that?
Well, actually, the poison ones would not have an M. They'd have an XXX, because as we all know from cartoons, poison.
No, they wouldn't. You can't tell one from the other.
Oh, come on.
You won't be able to tell them. My analogy, again, is people are coming across the river.
Teasing you, Kevin.
People are coming across at Eagle Pass, wherever they're coming in the Yuma sector, across the border. They're coming in. You see families. You see young men. Majority of those probably just looking for a better life, looking for the American dream. God bless them. We want you to get it. But you got to do it legally. You got to go through the process.
Exactly.
We can't subvert the process.
We didn't let everybody through Ellis Island at free flow, did we?
Well, and what have we learned over the decades since then? There are some very, very evil people on this planet that want to do very evil, nasty things to us in the free world, in the Western world. And if you ignore that, you'll eat from the bowl of M&Ms.
You can't
go ahead and grab
9/11,
a handful.
Though. The squad taught you that. You don't dare bring up 9/11.
Yeah, nothing to see there. So when you've got 106 countries, I listen to a lot. If you follow Jack Posobiec at all, or any of the the Federalists, they talk about the 106 or 109 countries where they're coming from, and Afghanistan is one of them. There is no way to vet anyone from Afghanistan or any part of that world. A lot of them don't even know when they were born. A lot of them don't know their exact birthday. And again, we saw this 2+
years
ago.
They're all coming with birth certificates, aren't they?
Right. No, when Scotty was down there, they get rid of all of it.
Right.
They lose it all. If they
ever had it in the first place, and I'm sure some didn't even have it to begin with, but if they did, yeah, ditch it. Start over.
Text in 701-237-1590. If we can't win back the House and the Senate after 2 years of this leftist regime, twisted anti-American rule, we may as well put a fork in the USA. Good point. Another text. America is full. We need a 25-year moratorium on any and all immigration. You know, I don't know. Some big, hard, tough decisions have got to be made. I don't know. I don't know how you fix it. I mean, I was wondering how we're going to get when the number was, you know, 12 million illegal residents in this country. Now the number is probably 15, 16, who knows how many million. I just daunting. How do you do? But I bet you dollars to donuts, the next conversation is going to be about that.
You're not going to get me in the 25-year moratorium thing as my daughter's waiting to get her guy in from Portugal.
Yep.
So the second I say, yep, that's a great idea, then I'm losing a daughter, so I'm not going to do that. But
hardworking with conservative values does not change their illegal status. They are such upstanding citizens. Why are they circumventing the system? Because they can. Because they can't.
You
know
what? You would too, maybe?
Yeah, I tell you what. Yeah, you know, and I get where they're coming from. Developing countries in Central America are awful. I mean, one of my best buddies lives in Costa Rica, and he says, man, you know, you live down by the beach, you don't really see it. He said, but these people are in huts. They get happy when a trailer full of melons comes down to the melon stand and they can go buy one. I get it.
Well, even Cancun, you're on the strip there. You have the nice resorts and stuff, but you get blocked off the strip.
Oh,
you see how the real world lives, and you realize, wouldn't want to live here.
Yep. I always notice when we go to Mexico, we've gone to Cozumel, been to Cancun and Playa del Carmen and that part of the country. And I always said, you ever notice when you get off the main drags in cities and when you're down in that part of the world that everything looks like it's three quarters done?
Yep.
It's like three quarters finished. It's like they finished the house, but they left the rebar sticking out of the concrete on the top of the roof.
We were watching water pour through a light fixture. The light was on.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it was pouring through around the bulb and raining down. I'm like, how would that go over in America?
Probably not. It wouldn't. That's why they want to come here.
Exactly.
We don't have that. We have, you know, I heard a great quote about someone that was coming in from Guatemala, and she had her two kids with her, and it was on, I think it was on Newsmax or one of the covers that was covering down there. Maybe it was Posobiec. But she said the one thing she could really not believe about America is that we go to the bathroom in water that we can drink. That was just a concept to this gal. Like, she just couldn't imagine having fresh, clean water that you would actually go to the bathroom in. She just couldn't get behind that because they don't have that anywhere where they have to go to the
river. And then you push a magic button and it all replenishes. Yeah.
Well, there you go. So why do they? Well, now we know why they want to come here, and the whole world does. But at what point are we full? And at what point is it just not sustainable anymore? And how long are we supposed to wait for developing countries to actually develop? That'd be, you know, that'd be another thing.
Yeah, they call them developing. They don't seem to be developing. 800-228-0550.
We're open phones to the top of the hour. I'd love to get your take on it. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Monday asked a federal judge to assign a special master after he claims the FBI and Department of Justice are politically motivated when they violated his constitutional Fourth Amendment right. The government has until noon Eastern on Thursday to deliver details behind their warrant to raid his home. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Charles on Fox News.
You know, you can speculate, and we can all speculate, and that's the reason you need to release the affidavit. At least, if you want to redact some of the names, redact the names, but allow the American public to understand what the insinuations are based upon.
Twice now, the Pentagon denied a request on Monday by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard because of the number of illegal immigrants in the nation's capital. The Defense Department responded, "The National Guard is not trained to assist migrants." End quote. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Tuesday edition. I saw Rick Springfield is, what, 73 today?
Yep.
Rick Springfield is 73. Dr. Noah Drake.
Oh, man.
G.H.
Got to break out your members only jacket and your aquanet for this one.
There you go.
Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. It's Tuesday. Lunch specials today. Harwood's serving up their great meatballs. They got meatloaf or cabbage rolls on West Main Avenue, a taco burger at 12th Avenue, NP Avenue in Fargo, tater tot hot dish, as good as it gets, chicken Alfredo in Glendon, orange chicken in Yulin, and Swedish meatballs on 45th. PetroServeUSA.com to find out more. They are hiring on locations, and they, of course, working hard to get you the best fuel prices they can because they know it's hitting you hard at the pump for sure. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. 800-228-0550. Text in at 701-237-1590. What is ever on your mind? Scotty's out today, so Todd and I just kind of talking about a number of things here. Text in says, hey, guys, can our younger generation win a war for the USA? Us Gen Xers might have to do this. I'd rather die and fight now to preserve our kids' futures in America from China. You know, I think they can. The young people that I know, oh yeah, they're all about the red, white, and blue, and they understand it. I think there's probably some certain, you know, areas around San Francisco or Los Angeles or New York or Chicago where they might have a problem. I think you get out into real America, and not so much. We'll see here. Let's see what else we get for the text here. I got a couple more. We are full. It says, I agree with most of Jim's points. Jim called earlier, but we have to have a wall. That's a no-brainer. Even if we ever get to the process, fixed and more streamlined for immigrants to legally come into this country, we absolutely must have a barrier at the border. We are full for the time being anyway. I agree with the previous texter. We need to shut down immigration immediately. Completely fix the problem, the holes and the loopholes in the system, and then we can resume at a reasonable rate. My house will only hold so many people. The country is no different. That is spot on. That is spot on. That is, you know, it's just not sustainable. And, Donald Trump went to the CBP. He went to ICE. He went to the people on the front lines and said, what should we do? He didn't come in and say, hey, we're going to do this. This is how we should do it. He wasn't telling anybody, any of those people, how to do their job. He asked them what to do, and they said, well, if we could slow them down a bit, we might get a better handle on it. Well, how do we do that? Well, you got to build a wall. That's when Tommy Fisher and the guys came in and said, we can build a mile a week. But no, can't have any of that. And all that material, as of Joe Biden's, what, fourth day, and didn't he stop it like the third day in office with an EO, executive order? Shut it all down. So that equipment, those materials have been sitting down there, rotting and rusting ever since then. It's mind-boggling to me. Let's see. Your last caller is wrong. It should not be quick and easy to become a U.S. citizen. There needs to be a thorough and meticulous background check. They need to be able to speak English well, and they need to assimilate to American culture. And they need to follow the legal process. Exactly. But you're a racist or some sort of non-caring, non-human for saying that. You just don't care about people. And, you know, I look up at one of the monitors, and I see a CBP agent trying to save the life of a baby who was drowning in the Rio Grande River. It's unbelievable what's going on down there. And yet, no, don't worry about that. Let's focus on what they took from Trump's
collateral damage. You know, we're going to lose some, but we got to get up there.
That was just hard to see. They just showed it.
Yeah.
It was a baby and three CBP officers or agents trying to save it. Hopefully they did. Another texter, guys, talking about who we don't know, who is coming across our border. Around our campfire logic group last weekend, a member brought this up, which is food for thought. With all this fentanyl coming across the border, is it possible with bad actors they could be using that in the future for our water supply to harm us? After all, we're talking about thousands of pounds coming across the border. That's from Gail. Gail, I just looked up and saw this. 1.5 million fentanyl pills were confiscated at the border in the back of a tractor trailer. 1.5 million. I've asked that same question about all of this with the fentanyl. First of all, who's getting it? Granted, we're seizing a lot of it, but there's enough fentanyl in this country right now to kill every one of us 6 to 7 times over. Think about that for a second. Why do we need all that? Where's it going? What are they doing with it? And if you're running the long game, you know, who's getting put into place in the water plants, in the food processing facilities where this could maybe be a part of the plan? And, man, you want to talk about, I mean, that would make 9/11 look like a walk in the park as far as numbers of people dead. If that ends up in the water supply, if it ends up in the food supply, if it ends up in medication, who knows what they could do with that. But don't pay any attention to that. No, just, you know, inflation stayed the same from June to July. Zero. Look, well, they took some stuff out of Trump's house. Can pay attention to that. This is the story, my friend. The story. And it's got to warrant every bit of attention. The more we go through this and the more we see this, this is not going to end well at all. Your thoughts, 800-228-0550. Love to have you weigh in on that, or you can text us again, 701-237-1590. And when they say that every state is now a border state, that goes to the fentanyl issue. Granted, the 2 million-plus people, I'm sure, are making their way into every state in the union, except for Hawaii and Alaska. Much harder to get there, you know. But the lower 48, no doubt about it. And you've got to wonder when we're full. I would say we're full now. At least they are in D.C. I do love that, though. And then she goes to she wants the National Guard to help. And the DOD says, now we got a thing. I'm not going to be able to do that. So did you see the news from Ford? The layoffs are coming. The economic front. Ford is cutting about 3,000 white-collar jobs. It's attempting to lower costs and make the transition from internal combustion to electric vehicles. Leaders of the automaker made the announcement Monday, yesterday, in a company-wide email saying that the cuts represent about 6% of the 31,000 full-time slated salaried workforce in the U.S. and Canada. Ford's 56,000 union factory workers are not affected. So, yeah, well, they got the UAW.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But with this economy, you're not going to, I mean, it's not the end of it. You're seeing it all. You're already seeing it in a number of different companies. I mean, what Tesla lay off? They all laid off a ton of it. But I would ask Ford Motor Company, they're attempting to lower costs and make the transition from internal combustion to electric vehicles. Okay. If you're Ford and you're going to transition away from that and you're going to go to electric vehicles, where are you going to get the batteries? Oh, look, China makes 77% of them. Okay. Well, they're not going to benefit at all from that. I don't know how you look at that and say there's enough batteries. There's enough batteries. And if we're all so concerned about, I mean, at what point are we going to, asked before, when are we going to get our electric locomotives? And when are the electric semis? And the electric ships going to be running anytime soon? Anybody? Bueller?
Well, you got electrocuted if you put an electric ship in the water.
I would imagine. No, they have electric ski boat. Have you seen the Nautique electric, the electric wakeboard boat that the Nautique has a prototype of?
Not.
Oh, do the search on it.
Some of us work for a living. No.
Okay, well, here's what you do. Do the search, Ski Nautique electric boat. Take a look at it. There's a video on YouTube of it. It's very quiet. It's gorgeous. Take a guess what it costs.
Oh,
just take a stab at it.
$120,000.
About $300,000.
Oh.
Yeah. About $300,000.
Okay.
For an electric boat.
Can I split that into two credit cards? Because I don't know if I can squeeze it into one.
Right? And they have like two of them. That's it. Electric semis, they have like two of them. And I think they're on a beta test or some sort of a beta test at the Port of Los Angeles because they're totally autonomous. They don't have a driver in them. They're remote control, whatever. But there's like two electric semis that they're running. So, you know, Ford transitioning from internal combustion to electric vehicles is like McDonald's saying, hey, we're going with tofu. And we're going to move away from the Big Mac.
Burger King's got the Impossible Whopper, and now they're rolling out the Impossible Chicken Sandwich.
Oh, here we go.
I'm like, what? What was my wrong favorite with chicken, other than the fact that if you undercook the Impossible, you don't get, you know, botulism, whatever. But
the best one that I've seen, well, the one was that you had a couple weeks ago was plant-based mashed potatoes. I did some. That's a real thing. That wasn't a Photoshop thing.
But
that
did
was real.
You see the crap I took for that? Well, now a minute. Now I can't have real if it's like the potato.
Plant-based mashed potatoes.
It's plant-based. Hello.
The other one I saw was the plant-based chicken nuggets. Now, just for a second.
Sorry to keep a straight face, but
I know.
It's not chicken. Chicken's not a plant.
How about you just call them plant-based nuggets?
Plant nuggets.
Because that's what they are. They're plant nuggets. They're not plant-based. You're not growing chickens, okay? You're raising chickens. Chickens don't come up from a seed. Well, they kind of do, but not like that. Oh, my gosh. Let's see, another text. This is fentanyl killed my youngest brother, and the lockdowns killed my beloved aunt. So sorry. Mm-hmm. A friend of a friend in the Twin Cities just lost his son to a fentanyl deal. And his son was at a party, had no idea what he was taking.
That's the sad part about that stuff. You don't know.
It's everywhere.
Deadly.
It's everywhere, too.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. The country is full, all right, full of BS. Well, certainly that.
There you go.
Let's see. So another text. So Trump is the top of the iceberg. More to come only at the citizens who support Trump and take a stand against Biden. It was never Trump. It was Trump's message. It was Trump's. The lesson from Donald Trump was the bull in the china shop scenario, you know, and it was like, oh, you either hire this old established, you know, corrupt woman whose family has been, you know, on a mission of corruption since you left law school and admiring Saul Alinsky all the way out, or you hire Donald Trump and let him go in and see if he can kick some doors in, and that's kind of the way it went.
Yep.
And with the reason people, my opinion is the reason people like Donald Trump and love Donald Trump so much is not so much for, you know, the person that he is. It's the fight that he has and the policies that he puts forward. Simply that. If you ignore all the sidelines and all the hyperbole about Trump and just look at what he wants to do and the problems he wants to solve, that's a tough thing. Those are tough topics to argue against, in my opinion. More coming up.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. And that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Rick Springfield, 73 today. Let that sink in. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been doing this since 1908. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. Not only Bismarck, Mandan, across the whole neighborhood. South Dakota, Minnesota, into eastern Montana. Big on indoor air quality as well. A lot of companies, a lot of homes, I mean, depend on different types of filtering systems. When you think about the UV air cleaners from Sonovox that they sell, bacteria, viruses, mold, all of that. I mean, and that, especially if you've got a shop or you've got equipment, cleaning that air helps extend the life of your equipment. So making business better and obviously giving you a more healthier place to work and hang out. So find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com, and tell them we sent you. To the phones we go. Who's been on the phone? Looks like Dana. Dana wanted to clarify some points you made on Friday. Dana, Valley City, what's up, buddy? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I called in on Friday and had a senator with, or I had a conversation with Senator Kramer about some election stuff.
Yep.
And my point was completely twisted around, so I'd like to be able to make my point.
Absolutely.
When he comes, yes, when he comes on there, and Armstrong's come in there twice in the last 8 months, and when they're asked about election integrity, they immediately pivot to the last thing you want is us getting involved in your elections on the federal level. Sorry, I'm exercising here. So anyway, my point was that's not what we want. I call them out as a Republican. So if you listen to my little scenario, and tell me if I'm way off base here.
Okay,
let's flip the script completely. The Republicans steal the election. We have the presidency, a small minority in the House and Senate 50-50. Do you think that the Democrats would have gone out on TV and all these other things, radio, and said, well, we just have to leave it up to the states? Right away, they would have been out on every TV station, every news station, every podcast, social media. That message would have been out everywhere. We're talking about Democrats and Republicans. And what did the Republicans do? Every time they're asked about it, they flip the script and try to make it sound like it's legislation we want. It's not. And that's very disappointing from him. And
yep,
one more
I agree.
Thing I want to say that he said that day, and this is where he is completely out of touch with one part of his constituency. This is exactly what he said. He said the populist movement wants more federal government involvement in this issue in elections. That is the most ignorant thing I have ever heard from him. We want
Dana, don't you agree though that the progressives are they're pushing for a national election. They're looking for the feds to get involved.
Oh yeah, but I was talking about Republicans pushing narratives.
Yep. Yeah.
Pushing narratives right away from the beginning. The Democrats would have done that, and my assertion is that it would have empowered state legislatures and judges to do something about it. But they
I agree with you.
And then they try to make it an excuse. I think it's disgusting.
You know what, Dana, you're right.
It's disgusting and it's dysfunctional. And that's the Republican Party right now.
And the scenario you made, if it was the other way around, you're absolutely right. I mean, they would still be yelling to every hill, at every microphone or camera that would watch them or listen to them.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And what you're talking about, right. And I think what you're talking about is fight. And I think that's what I always keep hearing about and what gets me. And again, I live in Minnesota. You have no idea the night. Well, I'm sure you do, but I totally get what you're saying though. And that frustrates me too. It's like, you need to get pissed off here. You need to this is something that we just can't stand around. I'm with you, man. I can't. I'm so tired of. Well, we've issued a statement and we plan to get a committee together to discuss some scenarios.
Yeah.
Enough with the.
Well, yeah. And to call populists saying they want more federal government involvement, that's like saying in 1776 we wanted more England involvement.
Yeah. No, you can make great points,
Dan.
You do. I don't either.
I appreciate that. I'll get off now. But
nope, you're good, man. Anytime.
All right, thank you so much.
You bet.
All right.
Let's go to Charles in Minot. Charles, what's on your mind, my man?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
He hit the nail on the head, didn't he? About the elections. I mean, it's just it's crazy. I'm actually turning my signatures in tomorrow to run as a Trump independent for Secretary of State. And he hit the nail on the head. Nobody seems to care about the elections. And the elections is what it's all about. Because if we can't get the people's vote, then we have no country. And we can't stop what's going to happen. And right now, North Dakota, we have machines that, why would we put Windows 7 in brand new machines that we paid $11 million for? There's so much, suspect of what has been happening in North Dakota that, you know, they increased the voter rolls by 200,000 eligible voters in the 2020 election. And when I go all over the country, I just got back from Michigan doing a secure the vote petition there. And the same thing there, they had 11,000 people that were on the voter rolls that were 105 years old. So we got serious problems with our elections, and no one, then Kramer. You know, I went to Washington, D.C. January 6th. I was one of those people. I went with my Trump trailer. Donald Trump, you can describe Donald Trump one way. It's really simple. Donald Trump is the 4th of July.
There you
everywhere he goes, it's a sea of red, white, and blue. It is a tremendous atmosphere. anyone who dislikes that should leave this country. And that's what's going
well,
on.
You know what else, Charles, is that one thing that Lindell said way back is that North Dakota does have Dominion machines. And if those Dominion machines are allowed to stay anywhere in this country, and I am 1,000% with you and convinced on that, if those machines are allowed to stay and no one is watching them like a hawk or figuring everything out, everything, then we're never going to get past this. To me, dead people voting, yeah, you get ballots here and there, but man, those machines, that's next level. Stuff right there.
Nothing says go Bison like NDSU apparel, and right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off, Red Bull 12-ounce cans 3 for $6, Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag $10.99, Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents, and my favorite, salted nut rolls 4 for $1, Twizzler strawberry twist $1.69 too, any size coffee cappuccino or fountain pop 79 cents, all this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.